This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Yesterday, NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook and I took approximately 4 minutes and 30 seconds to try to explain the more than $350 billion omnibus appropriations bill that has passed the House of Representatives and is now going to the Senate. Andrea is back today. Hi, Andrea. You're there on Capitol Hill.
I am.
You have a copy of that bill in front of you?
I do.
Would you pick it up and drop it by the microphone?
Okay, okay.
So that's a lot of spending, $350 plus billion dollars. How big is it, Andrea? What does it look like?
Well, I have the abridged version in front of me, which doesn't include all of the reports, which is ends up being thousands and thousands of pages. And so this looks more like a phone book, which is not quite thousands and thousands of pages.
Still pretty big.
It is pretty big.
There's one particularly controversial overtime regulation. Is this still in this bill? It would in some ways alter the way that people can claim overtime. Does that provision remain in here?
Well, it's not in, but this is a case of double negatives. What it was President Bush had put forth new overtime regulations that govern what kinds of workers have the right to earn overtime pay when they go over 40 hours a week. And there had been language in this bill that blocked those new rules. And so the fact that it's not in this bill means that those rules are likely to take effect. Democrats say that could cost 8 million workers their rights to overtime pay.
You mentioned yesterday that there are hundreds of thousands of dollars earmarked or set aside for things like museums in Colorado. It seemed we were kind of on the Colorado page of this. By now, there must be many stories of what's hidden in this bill. What are you hearing? What are some of your favorites?
The stories are all over the place. I mean, you'll find in this bill $3 million for a Florida-based company that teaches children to play golf in 38 states, a project that is sort of a pet project of Charles Grassley, a senator from Iowa, that would build an indoor rainforest in Iowa, just outside of Iowa City.
They don't have too many rainforests there.
No. That incidentally, that provision was originally in the energy bill, but was knocked out, and so pop, here it is in the omnibus bill. There are also let me actually flip to a page of this thing here and just randomly pick. Here's one: $1 million to the city of Allentown, Pennsylvania, to develop computer mapping and weekly accountability sessions. I hope they're accountable after the $1 million. How about Central Avenue parking facility and pedestrian improvements in Florida? They get $500,000. It just goes on and on like that.
Well, where does the bill go next? It's on its way to the Senate, but I'm not sure the Senate is actually doing business this week or next or maybe the rest of the year.
Well, the Senate is in a funny little situation. What the Majority Leader Bill Frist of Tennessee wanted to do was deem it passed. In other words, not have all of the senators there to vote on it, but just deem it passed once it went through the House. One senator is all it would take to stand in the way of that, to actually force a big debate on the thing. And several senators had sort of been thinking about doing this. Finally, West Virginia's Robert Seabird came out and said, I will stand in the way of this. And so he could force a longer debate on this that could end up going into 2004.
NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook. Thanks, Andrea. And I hope you get some help dragging that bill back to your desk.
Thank you.